Taylor Lincoln is the research director for Public Citizens Congress Watch, who recently undertook a bit of research into claims by business organizations and their lobbyists that we need less government regulation, because less government regulation will mean more jobs. The more you regulate, the fewer jobs we're going to have. People are going to get laid off. I asked him to join me here today to talk about the results of that research. Hi, Taylor. Welcome to the show.
Hello, and thank you for having me.
What did you find?
Well, there's been so much conjecture over the past, essentially ever since the Great Recession and President Obama became president, that regulations are, in the vernacular of the critics, killing jobs.
Yep.
And what we did is we went back and looked at the historical claims about regulations going back to the beginning of the 1970s over things like fuel economy standards and air pollution and worker safety standards and so forth. And what we did in the report is accumulate, add up about 50 million claims that about 50 million jobs would have been lost over these prospective regulations. And we examined what happened with the individual regulations. And essentially, we found there's no evidence that any of them cost any jobs. And in fact, many of them resulted in things that were very positive for the economy, like having much better fuel economy standards and safer and more efficient workplaces, cleaner air that has resulted in undeniable, enormous public health benefits, and so forth. And so the point of it is simply that, essentially, listen to what they said before and consider the current claims, which are fairly extraordinary in that context.
A lot of this always comes down to fear-mongering, I find. We're hearing the same sort of claims now in the debate over whether the minimum wage should be raised. Oh, if you pay people more, then we won't be able to pay as many people, and people will end up getting laid off. Same thing, right?
Yeah, minimum wage is one of the ones that we talked about, and that's sort of an evergreen claim. It's consistent going back to the 60s, maybe even the 30s, that people have talked about increasing the minimum wage, is that it's going to have these negative effects on jobs. And there's no evidence that it has whatsoever at the level that the minimum wage is at. You know, if you were to set a minimum wage at $50,000 a year or whatever, that would have distorting effects on the economy.
But of course.
Very modest increases to the minimum wage that we've had historically. All the fears are put forth, and then the minimum wage goes up. And essentially, it's forgotten. You know, none of these things happen. And the minimum wage is an interesting one because the Department of Labor keeps track of the number of people who are paid the minimum wage. And essentially, economic demand has driven up wages much faster than the minimum wage, such that there's only about a fraction of the number of people who received the minimum wage 30 years ago even get the minimum wage now.
And isn't it also true, you know, when it comes to jobs, don't companies hire the number of people they need to serve their customers? So if the economy is doing better and people are spending more money, those companies will hire the number of people they need to perform those jobs. Isn't that a much better correlation than government regulation?
Yeah, that's what's happening. Government regulation is a scapegoat, and it's put forth by people who don't like regulation. And let's face it, even though regulation is a necessary thing that everybody understands philosophically and intellectually, nobody likes to be told what to do, right? You or I wouldn't like to be told we have to make a change in our life, and a business doesn't like to be told what to do. But it's just the economy is just used as a scapegoat, and the claims of the regulations get most traction when the economy is bad. And, you know, even though we did this report now, you might notice we're not hearing nearly as loud of claims about regulations killing jobs now as we were 2 or 3 years ago. And that's because the economy, while not where we'd like it to be, isn't in the dire straits that it was in 2009 and 2010. And so you're right. It's demand that leads to job hiring, and it's an absence of demand that leads to unemployment.
But over those years, has the graph of government regulation gone up or down?
The what of regulation?
The graph, if you were to look at the amount of government regulation.
Oh. Well, that's really in dispute. I mean, you can quantify the numbers of regulations, and some of the opponents of regulations use silly things like counting up the number of pages in the Federal Register that are devoted to regulations and so forth. And by some count, it's down. I think that it's fair to say that there's more regulation now than there was in the Bush administration.
Yep.
A lot of these things are corrections, chiefly the Dodd-Frank financial reform law. That's new. It is undeniably regulatory. It does require actual, serious things, on behalf of the businesses that it affects. So I think that if you are a business, you are faced with more regulatory changes now than you were, say, 6 years ago.
So they keep making these claims in light of the evidence of their previous claims turning out to be false, and also in the face of a stock market that tells us most of these companies, especially in the S&P 500, are doing much better.
Well, that's a really good point, is that the corporate America never suffered. Even throughout the entire Great Recession, corporate profits have always done well. So that's true. The opponents of regulation like to use the example of small businesses as their key point of evidence, because small businesses just enjoy kind of a more elevated place in the hearts of Americans.
Right.
And then again, you should consider who is making the claims about regulations. Is it really the representatives primarily of small businesses or large businesses? Well, it's typically like the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, which is essentially an association of Fortune 500 companies.
The bigger the company, the louder the voice. And by the way, this all in light of an unemployment rate that is now at its lowest in 5 years after the report that came out yesterday. Taylor Lincoln from Public Citizen, thanks so much for joining me here today.
Well, thank you for having me.
I'm Paul Harris. This is America Weekend.
America Weekend.